Today was the day by which State Superintendent Elizabeth Burmaster said she needed a budget so she could work on doling out school aid. By law, her office has to give districts their final numbers by October 15th. She says that takes time, which is why she called today a real deadline. But the deadline is only as real as lawmakers want it to be. Governor Jim Doyle says the legislature can vote to push it back temporarily so they can wrap up their work and prevent a massive property tax increase.
I'm not trying to say that that's an easy thing to do, and I say they've, you know, by not getting a budget done, they've now created another very significant problem for themselves, but to me it's a problem that they're going to have to figure out how to solve.
Republicans have blamed Democrats for the school funding impasse, repeatedly pushing them to take up a standalone education budget since both parties agree on those numbers. Doyle says that's unrealistic, since it doesn't budget where the extra money would come from. The governor says closed-door talks at his house have been progressing. Assembly Republicans showed a willingness to back the full amount of Doyle's proposed cigarette tax hike, and Senate Democrats agreed to drop Doyle's hospital tax. The governor says he can live with that.
To me, the hospital assessment was a way that we could leverage hundreds of millions of dollars of new federal money into the state. But if that's not going to happen, that's not going to happen.
Doyle and legislative leaders resumed private talks on the budget at the executive residence today. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.